الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن استنى بسنته ونهجه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، in the first session we touched on the topic of taqleed, the importance of taqleed, and following the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah according to the explanations of one of the four Imams. Likewise, we discussed the profound and deep understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted these ulama and scholars of Islam. Then we discussed in brief the biography of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. In the last session we discussed the biography of Imam Malik rahimahullah. And in today's session inshallah we will discuss the biography of a very great encyclopedist of knowledge, a dynamic scholar of the second century, one whose contributions to Islam and Islamic jurisprudence remains alive in the world even after more than 1,000 years since his demise. Who is this great world-renowned scholar of Islam? He is none other than the founder of the Shafi'i Madhab, Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Idris Al-Shafi'i Rahmatullahi Alayh, who stood out amongst the various scholars and was famous for his brilliance, his intelligence, his eloquence, and also for his ability to memorize a lot in a very short space of time. This great Imam of Islam was born in year 150 AH. That is the year that Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah had left this world. He was born in a very poor family in Gaza, Palestine, who were financially constricted. They were going through some difficult periods in life. At the age of two, this Imam, at a very young and tender age, only at the age of two, he had lost his father. Thus he grew up as an orphan in the custody of his mother. His mother was very concerned about his Islamic and dini education. She therefore sent him to the madrasa to acquire the knowledge of deen, despite her poverty, her instability. It is mentioned regarding the poverty of this family that his mother was unable to even pay for the child's fees. She had to sacrifice some of her belongings, her personal belongings and assets, in order to pay for her child's fees. Likewise, she could not even provide for her child stationery and paper to write upon. So this young child took the bones of animals, the leaves of trees, and he used that as paper to write on. However, he was very brilliant, very intelligent. At the age of seven, he had completed the memorization of the entire Qur'an and Majid, becoming a hafiz of the Qur'an at the age of seven. At the age of 10, he had completed the memorization of the famous compilation of Imam Malik rahimahullah, known as his Muwatta, which contains nothing less than 1,891 ahadith and narrations, including the chains of narrators. Ulama write regarding the remarkable and phenomenal memory of this child, that he completed or he memorized his entire book within 9 days. This was the powerful memory Allah endowed him with in his life. At the age of 15, he was given permission to issue fatwa and verdict, thus qualifying as a mufti at the age of 15. Imam Malik rahimahullah foresaw this in him when he went to get himself enrolled in the madrasa of Imam Malik rahimahullah in Medina Munawwara. Whilst he was talking to Imam Malik rahimahullah and asking him to allow him to enroll in his institute, Imam Malik rahimahullah heard him talk, watched him very carefully, and then he told him, "Oh my son, ittaqillah wajtanibil ma'asi, always fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refrain from sin. Stay away from vice, from guna, from evil. فَإِنَّهُ سَيَكُونُ لَكَ شَأْنٌ كَبِيرٌ. You shall have a very great future. Allah will cast His nur and light in your heart. Do not extinguish this celestial light in your heart by engaging or falling in vice and sin." And like this, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah grew up having a very great future. He traveled to many countries, many towns in pursuing his career, in acquiring the knowledge of deen. He traveled to Iraq, traveled to Yemen, to Egypt, to Medina Munawwara and surrounding towns. And this was also the practice of the scholars of the past. They would travel extensively and they would undergo great and lengthy journeys that were very tedious and cumbersome and challenging. At times they would have to cross and travel through rocky terrains. At times they would have to pass by groups of robbers and thieves, gangs of robbers, oppressive rulers, tyrant kings. At times they would have to camouflage and hide themselves. But all this did not deter and prevent them from pursuing their careers and traveling in the path of knowledge. Many a time we find muhaddithin, great authorities of ahadith, they would undergo a long journey. On the way back home, on their return, the wind would blow very violently, very severely, causing all their notes and hard efforts to go disappear. And therefore many muhaddithin, who are regarded as great giants of hadith, but other muhaddithin declare them as weak on account of them losing all their books, all their notes. But all of this did not deter and prevent them from going on and pursuing and endeavoring to achieve a very great status in ilm and knowledge. Likewise, Imam Shafi rahimullah traveled extensively to various countries and cities in the path of knowledge and ilm. He authored many books in the science of fiqh, jurisprudence. Likewise, in the science of usul al-fiqh, the principles of fiqh, the legal evidences and proofs that are derived from the Quran and the Sunnah. It is mentioned that he authored nothing less than 100 books. One of his famous compilations is his Diwan, which is commonly known as Diwan al-Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, in which he mentioned various couplets in the Arabic language on different topics. One couplet that is very touching, when he expresses his humility, he shows his tawadu', and he says, "Uhibbu as-salihin walastu minhum, la'alli an anala bihim shafa'a." I love the pious, I wish to be amongst them, although not amongst them. Perhaps through them I may also attain the shafa'at and intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was obviously his humility and tawadu'. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, his piety, his consciousness, his taqwa was something that cannot be described in words. Ulama mentioned that he would make several khatams of the Quran. In the month of Ramadan, he would make at least 61 khatams of the Quran. One khatam during the day, one khatam at night, which makes it 60, and the one mukhatam during the Tarawih Salah. Once a person came to him and asked him some question. At that time, he did not know the answer. He went back home and he remained indoors for 3 days and three nights. After 3 days had passed, he then came out. He gave that person the answer. And then he took a qasam in the name of Allah that he recited or made 9 khatams of the Quran during these 3 days. It is mentioned that he would divide his night into 3 parts. 1/3 for ibadah, for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 1/3 for studying and seeking the knowledge of deen. And only 1/3 of the night he would spend taking some rest and break. This was his piety, his consciousness and his taqwa. Likewise, he enjoys the privilege and the honor of being a Qurashi and a Hashimi descendant. That is from the Ali Bayt and the blessed family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The hadith appears in the Hilya of Abu Nu'aym, in the Bayhaqi of Allama Bayhaqi, Sunan al-Bayhaqi. Likewise in Musnad of Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, "La tasubbu Qurayshan," do not insult the Quraysh. Do not speak bad about the Quraysh. فَإِنَّ عَالِمَهَا يَمْلَأُ طِبَاقَ الْأَرْضِ عِلْمًا. There will be a scholar from the Quraysh, and his works and teachings will prevail on earth. He will fill the entire earth with knowledge and ilm. Many scholars have mentioned that this prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refers to no one other than Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi. According to most of the scholars, his mother was from the Azd tribe who lived in Yemen. And according to Abu Abdullah Hakim Naysaburi, his mother was the granddaughter of Hussein radiallahu an. Thus he enjoyed the honor of being in the bloodline of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from both sides, his mother and father. His grandfather by the name of Shafi' was a young sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his fifth grandfather, that is his fourth grandfather's father, Shafi'i's father, As-Sa'ib bin Ubaid, who was a very senior sahabi and companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prior to accepting Islam, he was taken as a captive by the Muslims after the Battle of Badr. And then he was sold as a slave. And after some time, he got himself ransomed. He then embraced Islam and he became a very close companion and sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi writes, the Nabi alayhi salam would even call him akhi, my beloved brother. And his appearance would resemble the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the fifth grandfather of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi. A lot can be said about this great genius of Islam. The lesson for us is that these ulama, these scholars of Islam, they weren't prophets, they weren't messengers, they weren't angels. Nor were they even sahaba. They were ordinary human beings like you and I. They also had to deal with the various challenges that every human being is faced with. They also had passions, egos, desires. But what made them so unique and special? How they dealt with these challenges, how they suppressed themselves, how they sacrificed their egos and desires and channeled it in the right direction. This gave them superiority and virtue over the rest of the ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this same strength that He granted these ulama of the past. Nonetheless, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, prior to his demise, he migrated to Egypt and he passed away in Egypt in year 204 AH. A few days before he could leave this world, he mentioned a few couplets in which he said, by Allah, I can sense my time is up. I'm traveling away from this world, leaving my brothers behind in this world, drinking from the goblet of death. I don't know whether my soul will go to paradise so that I may congratulate my soul, or whether will it go to the fire of Jahannam so that I may lament. Saying this, he began to cry and weep very bitterly. And shortly thereafter, he breathed his last and he left this world. May Allah fill his qabr al-nur. May Allah grant us the love of these ulama and a'imma who sacrificed their lives for the spreading of deen and the upliftment of the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us realize who are our real role models in this world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحية طيبة صلوات زاكية لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمد عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات طيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
As we mentioned before, each dhikr majlis, Allah Ta'ala is giving us a chance to take His Mubarak name, take the name of Allah Ta'ala with respect, with love, in a most sweet manner, pondering over the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the supremacy of Allah, the love of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the generosity of Allah. And we reflect over our sins, our feebleness, our weakness, and the black dots that have appeared in our heart through dhikr, inshallah. These black dots and the rust that has gathered in our hearts, the stubborn stains, will be removed and our hearts will shine again. And through dhikrullah, we'll get the ta'alluq and nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا، زدنا ولا تنقصنا، أعطنا ولا تحرمنا، آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا، اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا، اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا، اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا، اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا، اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا، اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك، اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك، وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك، يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين، اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم ارزقنا ليلة القدر، اللهم ارزقنا ليلة القدر، اللهم لا تحرمنا، اللهم لا تحرمنا، اللهم لا تجعلنا من المحرومين، اللهم لا تردنا خائبين، اللهم لا تردنا خاسرين، يا من يرى ما في ضميري ويسمع، أنت المعد لكل ما يتوقع، يا من يرجى في الشدائد كلها، يا من إليه المشتكى والمفزع، يا من خزائن رزقه في قول كن أمن، فإن الخير عندك أجمع، ما لي سوى فقري إليك وسيلة، فبالافتقار إليك أيدي أرفع، ما لي سوى قرعي لبابك حيلة، فلئن رددت فأي باب أقرع، إن كان لا يرجوك إلا محسن، فالمذنب العاصي إلى من يرجع، حاشا لجودك أن تقنط عاصيا، فالفضل أجزل والمواهب أوسع، ومن الذي أدعو أهدف باسمه، إن كان فضلك عن فقيرك يمنع، ثم الصلاة على النبي وآله خير الأنام ومن به يتشفع، يا الله forgive us our sins, يا الله we are begging again, my Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers have not gone home, my Allah. They have remained in the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are sincere, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come here, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking you, my Allah. We are seeking your forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking your forgiveness. Ya Allah, ab tu maafarma. Ab tu maafarma, ya Allah. Ya Allah, your khazana is so full, my Allah. For you to forgive us, my Allah, you will lose absolutely nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will lose nothing, my Allah. We will gain, my Allah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy, my Allah. He cried for this ummat, my Allah. Day and night, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Ya Allah, when Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha was given a dua by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, forgive Aisha all the sins past and present and future, and all the sins she committed openly or secretly, Ya Allah. She became so happy. Our Rasulullah told her, I make this dua for my entire ummah every day. Ya Allah, our Rasulullah cried for us. Ya Allah, he cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, my Allah, he will become happy, my Allah. He will become happy, my Allah. Shaitan will become displeased, my Allah. But my Allah, if you don't forgive us, my Allah, then we are doomed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will go into Jahannam or Shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, he is our enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to go with Shaitan in Jahannam, my Allah. Protect us from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Displease Shaitan, my Allah. Please Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, we know we are unworthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we have made promises to you and we broke every promise, my Allah. Ya Allah, we made tawbah, we broke the tawbah, my Allah. But my Allah, you are so kind, you are so kind, so loving, so forgiving. Even if we make a mistake and we break the tawbah again, you are ready to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight again we have raised our hands, my Allah. Every single sin that we can remember, and even those sins we forgot, my Allah. From the time we became baligh, my Allah, right till this very day, my Allah. Ya Allah, terrible, terrible gunas we did, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, karam farma, maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of the barakat, the maghfirat, the rahmat of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Don't deprive us of all the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he made for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us amongst the unfortunate, the miserable, the unlucky ones. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِي رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. The most unfortunate is that person who is deprived of your mercy in the month of Ramadan. بَعُدَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَان فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. Allah, don't make us amongst those who are not forgiven in the month of Ramadan. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana wa riqaba aba'ina wa ummahatina wa azwajina wa awladina minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, we will not be able to take the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, little fire of dunya we can't bear, my Allah. How are we going to bear the pain of the fire of Jahannam, my Allah? Ya Allah, when the food of the Jahannam is blood and pus, my Allah, the bitter tree of Zakum, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot take it, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, Jahannam is too frightening. Tonight's Tarabi, we read, my Allah. Yawma naqulu li Jahannam alimtala'at wa taqulu hal min mazid, my Allah. Oh my Allah, help us. Ya Allah, don't make us be amongst those people who say, وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكْ لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثِينَ. Ya Allah, don't make us be from the inmates of Jahannam. They will call out to you, or they'll call out to the warden of Jahannam. Let Allah make death come upon us because they won't be able to take the pain in him. It'll be said that you must dwell forever and ever in Jahannam. Ya Allah, don't take us even for a second into Jahannam, my Allah. Make us go direct to Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we don't deserve it, my Allah. Forgive us, pardon us, give us a strong iman, give us tawfiq of doing good amal, such deeds that you are happy and pleased with and you readily accept it, my Allah. And then give us more, Ya Allah, after doing such an action that you are most pleased with, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us from your maqbool bandas, my Allah. Ya Allah, the only thing we have is to ask from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, insan, if we beg from insan, the first time he will give us, the second and third time he will frown, that after that he will chase us away, my Allah, he'll become angry. My Allah, you're so loving, you're so kind, my Allah. We will ask again and again and you become happy, my Allah. You love to forgive and you love to give, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Wahhab. Ya Wahhab, Ya Wahhab. Hablana min ni'amid dunya wal akhira innaka antal Wahhab. Ya Allah, after giving us iman, don't snatch away this iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are fearful, my Allah. The challenges are so heavy in this zamana, my Allah. Ya Allah, one step out of the masjid, my Allah, there are so many temptations, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect the iman of our family, our friends, my Allah, our children, our entire progeny. Let there not be a single person from our nasal and zurriyat who will lose iman, who will come out of the fold of Islam. Ya Allah, make every person a true believer. Ya Allah, give us the qualities of those who you have praised in the Quran. Ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqan. Ya Allah, make us be amongst innal ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Ya Allah, make us be amongst ibadur rahmani ladhina yamshuna ala al-ardi hauna. Ya Allah, give us the good qualities of the believers. Qad aflal mu'minun. Al-ladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Ya Allah, you have praised the believers in different verses of the Quran. You have praised your friends. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Al-ladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Ya Allah, little temptation and we slip and we fall. And we fall for the temptation, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so weak, my Allah. Give us true knowledge, ilm-e-deen, sahih, kamil ilm-e-deen, knowledge of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing pious actions according to the sunnah, my Allah. With ikhlas, my Allah. With maqbooliyat, my Allah. Whatever amal we are doing, Allah, grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Accept all efforts of our brothers and sisters throughout the month of Ramadan. Give us more taraqi, ya Allah. Give us more opportunities, my Allah. Give us strength, give us health, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing more and more, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take away the ni'mat that you have given us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have been so kind to us, so generous, so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us so much. You continue to give us, despite us disobeying you, despite us making you naraz, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are that loving Allah. Ya Allah, we have great hopes in you, my Allah. This is your special ummah of your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Last to come into this world, first to enter into Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us, my Allah. We hear about the Sahaba-e-Kiram, my Allah. Ya Allah, they were shining stars, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. With your love, make your love be most dominant in our hearts. Make us be وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك حب إلينا من كل شيء من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. يا الله fill our hearts with your عشق المحبة, my Allah, the عشق المحبة of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the عشق المحبة of your friends, my Allah. يا الله fill our hearts with the love of every single sahabi, every single sahabi, my Allah, رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. يا الله protect us from those people who hate and swear the Sahaba, my Allah. Protect us from such people, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the ploys, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove them, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youth from such people, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have true muhabbat of Sahaba. Make us emulate the Sahaba. Ya Allah, raise us on the day of Qiyamah in the company of Rasulullah, some of the Sahaba. Ya Allah, with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, Ali Murtada radiallahu ta'ala, my Allah. May Allah grant us in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. We need your help. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ya Allah, we're not going to any other person for help, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made sajda to you. We are raising our hands to you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. اللهم إنا نسألك بأنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. نسألك باسمك الأعظم وأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى أن تغفر لنا أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها. يا قاضي الحاجات, يا دافع البليات, يا حل المشكلات. Ya Allah, you are hal of mushkilat, my Allah. Nobody else can solve our problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can solve our problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can solve our problems, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrid al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarin idha da'uk, rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah, wa rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها, فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها رحمة من سواك. Whatever needs we have, my Allah, fulfill our needs tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our problems, my Allah. Solve our problems, my Allah. Give us a life of afiyat, my Allah. Give us a happy life, my Allah. Peaceful life, my Allah. Grant us hayatan tayyiba, my Allah. Make us be amongst those, ya Allah, who you have mentioned in the Quran, innal ladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. Give us خاتمة والإيمان my Allah. Ya Allah, khatma with iman, my Allah. In a good condition, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Let the angel of death not come to us, my Allah. In the condition that we are doing some evil deed, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Don't make us be doing any haram, my Allah. Don't let him come at the time when we are popping some tablet into, some drug into our bodies, my Allah. Or doing some, or watching some haram movie, my Allah. Or watching some pornographic material, my Allah. Or doing some haram, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Allahumma jannibna al-fawahisha ma zahara minha wa ma batan. Allahumma ba'id baynana wa bayna khatayana kama ba'adta bayn al-mashriq wal-maghrib. Allahumma naqina min al-zunubi wal-khataya kama yunqa al-thawb al-abyad min al-danas. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا الله help the ummah of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله guide the ummah of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Make us become strong again, my Allah. Make Islam spread to the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Make us become the means of hidayat for billions of people, my Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat. يا الله اللهم اجعلنا مفاتيح للخير. Allah, make us keys to good, my Allah. مغاليق للشر, يا الله. Make us locks toward evil, my Allah. Don't make us become keys to evil and locks to good, my Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq of doing amal salihah. Make us from the muhsineen, my Allah. Make us from the mukhlisin, my Allah. Make us from the mukhlasin, my Allah. Choose us, my Allah. Select us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't become anbiya, my Allah. We can't become sahaba, my Allah. Like, ya Allah, at least we can become your awliya, my Allah. We can become your friends, my Allah. Make us your friends, my Allah. Make us your true friends. Ab tu hamara ban ja, hame tera bana le. Tu hamara ban ja, hame tera bana le, ya Allah. Ya Allah, become ours now, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. That is what we are asking you, my Allah. We are asking you tonight, my Allah. We are begging from you that you become ours, my Allah. If you become ours, everything is ours. Ya Allah, jo tu e mera, sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Ya Allah, but if we lose you, my Allah, we have lost everything, my Allah. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. Ya Allah, then we'll be in utter loss, my Allah. We'll be in perdition, my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll be doomed forever, my Allah. Allah, have rahm upon us, my Allah. Have rahm on our parents and wives and children, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, karam ka mamla farma. Ya Halim, ya Kareem, ya wasi al-maghfira. Ya Halim, ya Kareem, ya wasi al-maghfira. Ya Allah, you have written on your arsh, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ عَلَى غَضَبِي إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي غَلَبَتْ عَلَى غَضَبِي. Ya Allah, you have mentioned the Jews. Your mercy supersedes your wrath and anger, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, ya Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many things we have got, my Allah, to beg from you. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد. يا الله, all those people who requested us to make dua for them, remember them in our duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the jais murad, my Allah. Remove the difficulties. So many brothers and sisters, young and old, my Allah, we promise them that we will remember them, ya Allah, during these days of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who go on for umrah, accept the umrah, my Allah. Ya Allah, take all of us again and again, my Allah. Ya Allah, how our heart pines to beat Madina Munawar all the time, my Allah. Standing in front of your Rasul Mubarak, my Allah, and sending salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, standing in the Hatim, my Allah. Ya Allah, holding the Multazam, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever du'as Rasulullah made in those Mubarak places of Hatim, my Allah, and Multazam, Rukna Yamani, Hajar Aswad, ya Allah, the Mataf, ya Allah, grant it for us also, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to emulate his sunnah, my Allah. Help us to follow the footsteps, the naqsh qadam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make every sunnah come into our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us honesty and truthfulness, my Allah. Give us sidq al-lisan, ya Allah. Make us saduq al-lisan, makhmum al-qalb, ya Allah. Give us qalb sareem, ya Allah. Give us al-qalb al-naqi al-taqi. La ghilla fi, wa la baghya, wa la hasada, wa la zulm. Ya Allah, don't make us become zalimeen, my Allah. Don't make us mazloomeen, my Allah. Don't make us be hasideen, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become mahsudin, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitna of the fitin, my Allah. Protect us from the hasad of the hasidin, my Allah. From the zulm of the zalimin, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, you know exactly what is best for us, ya Allah. You grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant it to us, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, give us mawtil Madina al-Sharif, my Allah. Balil jannatul baqi, my Allah. Shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a simple life, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us contentment. Give us qanaat. Give us zuhd, my Allah. Make us shakirin, thakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the good works of deen that is taking place, da'awat and tabligh, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept this noble work. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite the hearts. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, make us become the means of hidayat. Oh, mashayikh making effort in the khankas and madaris. Ya Allah, ulama teaching in hifz class, maktab, ya Allah, apas are teaching, ulama in dar rooms, my Allah. Accept all the khidmat, my Allah. Make our students, ya Allah, the true flag bearers of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, make them ulama rabbaniyun, my Allah. Use them for the khidmat of your deen, ikhlas and maqbooliyat in the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Grant them ikhlas, my Allah. Make them the coolness of our eyes. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have made intention for hajj, ya Allah, all those upon whom hajj is fard, my Allah, and they haven't made hajj yet, my Allah, create the asbab and means for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, take them for hajj this year, my Allah. Open the doors for us, ya Allah. Don't make there be any rukawat whatsoever, ya Allah. You provide for them the means, my Allah. Make it be easy for them. Grant them hajj maqbool, mabroor, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Especially those who passed away, ya Allah, in Ramadan, today also, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the sick and ailing people, so many are sick, my Allah. Grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Especially those who got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, little children got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many who we know of, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're undergoing chemotherapy, my Allah. Ya Allah, mass of children, my Allah. You know best, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can question you. You are Hakim, Hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them shifa, my Allah. Make it be easy for them and their families, ya Allah. All those who got heart problems, ya Allah, in hospitals, at home, wherever, my Allah. Grant them complete shifa. Ya Allah, don't deprive any of these brothers here, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, duas are weak and feeble, my Allah. We don't know how to ask from you even, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for that, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you're full of praise, my Allah. We haven't even praised you properly, my Allah. We haven't made your qadr, wa ma qadrullah haqqa qadri, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are full of weakness. Ya Allah, we are ajiz, we are useless. We're making i'tiraf, we're confessing, we're acknowledging, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are faqeez, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are faqeez, we are beggars, my Allah. Beggar doesn't know how to ask, my Allah. We don't know how to ask, my Allah. We just got this broken bowl, begging bowls, ya Allah, that we're presenting to you. Have raham upon us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive any one of these people, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come, ya Allah, from far and wide, my Allah. They have come for something, my Allah. Nothing for the world, my Allah. There's no money being distributed here, my Allah. They have not come for name of or ostentation or riyah, my Allah. Grant them ikhlas, ya Allah. And before we can rise from this gathering, my Allah, forgive us our sins. And our mothers and sisters at home listening over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on haqq and hidayat. There's so many fitna taking place, my Allah. Don't make us get involved in any fitna whatsoever. Don't make us become a means of any fitna whatsoever, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillah.